Dearest brethren, God bless you. I'm Dora and I will translate a live message from Italian to English of Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph is welcoming everybody at the radio and he says, let's start the program with a prayer. Jesus, please give us your anointing. We don't want Elijah's mantle. We want Jesus' mantle. Who wants to pray for the program for today? Deborah, Joseph's wife, is called in the studio and Joseph says, I would like you to pray for the program, will you? Would you like to pray? She's going to pray straight in English, so I will take the direct.
We pray, say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we have you, that we are so privileged to be your children, Lord.
And
you.
Grazie Signore, ti amiamo tanto e siamo così benedetti di averti e siamo così privilegiati ad averti.
You're always taking so good care of us, Lord. Thank you.
E tu sempre ti prendi cura così bene di noi tutti.
We ask you to bless this time where we can all be together as one church, as being one in you. Bless us.
Ti chiediamo di benedire questo tempo che passeremo tutti insieme e di farci diventare uno solo, una chiesa.
Thank you, Lord, and bless your word, Lord, to make wonders in our lives.
E benedici la tua parola per fare miracoli nella nostra vita.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Nel nome di Gesù.
Thank you, Lord.
Grazie, Signore, anche io gli diede per la preghiera, Signore.
Joseph continues, I also want to pray, Lord Jesus, help us today not to come from us. Joseph is also praying now. Let your message, Jesus, come today from you. Come from your heart, not to come from us. We don't want the message to be from our minds, from ourselves, but let it be from your Holy Spirit. Let it be from your Holy Spirit. Our heart is like the ark who is transporting the Holy Spirit. And inside our hearts is the Holy Spirit. I pray, Jesus, that everything, as much as we can, let it be from you. Let it be you who bless, who heal, who make miracles, you who guide the sheep, you who guide light in the darkness. You, Jesus, let it be you working today. We are nothing without you. We are zero, under zero without you. We are dust. We are nothing without you. Everything good that's happening today comes from the Father of Light, in which there is no changing. Any good thing comes from heaven, comes from above. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that you today want to give us messages of love. Whatever it is you want to give us, you want to give us corrections, whatever it is, we know it will be in love, from love, in love from you. I pray that we are all going to be able to receive your message, even if it's a correction, if it's written in your word. Because even when Jesus corrects us, it's love. When he corrects us, it's out of love. His purpose is always to love us, to bring us to repentance and to salvation. Sometimes the world gives us good things, beautiful things. But behind, it's the strings of the world. Even if they give us good things, it's the strings of the world behind. These are just baits. What the world gives us is just baits. And if we are silly fish and we take the bait, we are going to be stuck in the world. Jesus, you set us free from the world. You set us free from the world and from the dead churches. You set us free from the religions. And you made us to be the church of your spirit, the spiritual church, a church which we are everywhere and nowhere. Wherever you want us to be, we are there. We are visible and invisible. Whatever gives you glory, I want to bless you and thank you and follow you and proclaim you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. I love you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Jesus, for the brethren who wrote to us this last week. I thank you, Lord, for the brethren who encouraged us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your message and for your love. Joseph is saying, Deborah, come again. There is always space for you here. You are a ray of light, Deborah. And you are a blessing. Adrian is sharing a witnessing testimony. Adrian is sharing a witnessing testimony. How he went witnessing with Lucia. And he met three girls, very, very sweet and very open to Jesus.
Forse 45 minuti, erano molto interessate, avevano domande, che ho condiviso con loro la mia testimonianza.
Adrian says he shared his testimony with his girls.
With them, but kind of in the beginning, kind of they were kind of reserved, like probably they had experiences before, because they asked us, are you Jehovah Witnesses, are you Mormons, you know, probably they had experience that somebody witnessed to them and they didn't want religion, but uh-huh. And then I had to go deeper and tell them that for us the religion doesn't matter.
Dice Adriano che ho voluto pregare con queste ragazze per ricevere Gesù, però all'inizio erano un po' riservate perché sembra che anche loro hanno avuto diverse esperienze con religioni, perché hanno chiesto, ma siete mormoni, testimoni di Geova, e non volevano niente a fare con le religioni.
But then after I witnessed them and I told them that we are not religious, we don't care about religion, and we just want to love Jesus, we want to share with them about what Jesus did in our life and everything. So they start opening up, and then I went deeper with them and I asked them if they have questions. Actually, some of them, they had questions about why is all this evil in the world and everything. Mm-hmm.
Poi ho spiegato loro che non siamo religiosi, che non ci interessa cambiare religione, ma vogliamo solo condividere quello che Gesù ha fatto nelle nostre vite. E loro avevano domande, specialmente perché tutto il male nel mondo, perché succedono le cose brutte nel mondo.
And I told them that it's not God, it's our fault, the hearts which are not regenerated of, or the people, and they do all this evil around, but it's not the fault of God, it's our fault.
So, e ho spiegato loro che non è la colpa di Dio, tutto è il male, ma sono i cuori che non sono rigenerati degli uomini che fanno il male.
And then they asked, but why God doesn't stop them? I said, God could stop them, but stop this evil in the world, but he doesn't want, because he gave a choice to the people. So if he takes the choice away, and then we are kind of robots.
E poi allora hanno chiesto, ma perché Dio non li ferma, anche se il male viene dagli uomini, perché Dio non fa qualcosa? E Adriano ha risposto, perché se Dio non ci lascia liberi a scegliere quello che vogliamo fare, allora diventiamo tutti come dei robot.
So in the end I prayed with them, actually the opener, I asked them first, do you want to receive Jesus? And all three of them, they said yes, and then I prayed with them, and actually after the prayer, they all felt something, and one of them just put her hand on the heart and said, wow, I felt something different, and started smiling. So I think they got saved.
Alla fine ho chiesto allora se vogliono pregare con me per ricevere Gesù, e tutte e tre hanno detto di sì, e hanno pregato. E una di loro, dopo la preghiera, ha messo la mano sul cuore e ha detto, wow, ho sentito qualcosa diverso, e sorrideva, era felice.
Yes, actually that was one of the deepest among them. All of them were sweet, but I kind of saw that she had the questions, she was kind of more concentrated to the message and everything. So
tutte le tre ragazze erano dolci, ma questa ragazza ho notato dall'inizio che era più profonda, era più concentrata, si chiedeva domande anche.
So this was the witnessing, but I want to share with the brethren also a lesson which I'm learning. I made a mistake in the end. Instead of taking their phone number, and because they wanted to kind of, they asked, when do you come again? So for sure they wanted to meet us again.
Questa è stata l'evangelizzazione, ma voglio anche condividere con voi una lezione, e che alla fine queste ragazze, che erano dolci, interessate, hanno chiesto, ma quando tornate qui in questa zona? E io non ho preso il loro numero di telefono.
It's true. I give them the paper with a message which has the let's say our our email address, but it's not necessary that these people will write to us. Who knows? Maybe the devil makes them to lose the paper, or who knows what can happen, and they might not ever contact us.
È vero che ho dato loro il nostro volantino dove c'erano anche i nostri contatti, email, quindi possono scriverci. Però sai come queste persone non è che sempre ti contattano o ti scrivono, perché a volte il diavolo li fa cambiare idea o possono anche perdere quel volantino. Il diavolo interviene per bloccare la situazione. È molto meglio se tu puoi chiamarli e seguirli e invitarli per aiutarli a crescere.
So I just want to ask forgiveness to the Lord for it, and I hope that maybe one day we can meet them again. I don't know, but it's also a lesson for the future.
Voglio chiedere perdono a Dio perché non ho preso il loro numero di telefono. Spero di incontrarli di nuovo nel futuro, ma sicuramente è una grande lezione.
God bless you, and a big hug to all of you, and learn from my mistake.
Dio vi benedica tutti. Un grande abbraccio da parte mia, di Giuliano, e imparate dalla mia lezione.
God bless you.
Dal mio sbaglio. Amen, amen.
Un abbraccio.
Grazie, Giuliano. Grazie.
I say that you are a good example of humility and truth. Amen. Blessing for his confessions. Big lessons for us all.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these lessons. Brian says, and Lord, help me to be a better shepherd. Joseph is saying, the fact that you confess this, I know that for someone who's guiding, for a shepherd, for a witnesser, for an evangelist, the devil fights the confessions. And it's wonderful. It's a good sign when somebody confesses his sins. We learn from Paul when he shares his lessons, Philippians, Romans 7. We learn a lot from that. We learn a lot from Jesus. We learn a lot from Jesus in the Gethsemane. The character, you can see it in the sincerity, in the honesty. We learn a lot from David in his confessions with Bathsheba. We learn more from that than when he was proclaiming his righteousness. The Pharisees were preaching good, but they were never confessing their sins. Jesus had to tell them, hey, you without sin, go and throw the stone first. And like that, the adulterous woman was saved. So Jesus forgave her. And then he told her, don't sin anymore. Let's go to the program of the day. We have many messages today. And we're going to share with you lots of things, also some emails from brethren that wrote to us. And we thank you, Jesus, for them. Thank you, Lord, for the brethren who write to us and share with us their questions and everything. We are so blessed to have brethren like you. Thank you, Lord. Let's start with the news. And we're going to ask you to start with the news. Brother Joseph, comment on this news. The Pope in Sweden. Stefania writes to us about this. Stefania writes like this. Hello, Brother Joseph. I am listening to the speech that Mr. Bergoglio to the Lutherans. Amazing, they start calling him Mr. They don't even call him the Pope anymore. There is a sister that even writes him Imam Bergoglio. There is a sister that calls him Imam Bergoglio. Amazing. So Stefania continues. I am understanding from his speech that he wants to unite Catholics and Lutherans together. By studying the Gospel and the Holy Scriptures, my faith always brings me only to Jesus Christ alone. Please, can you explain to me why Mr. Bergoglio is doing this? Why is he trying to unite the religions? I don't understand the sense of this. Help me to understand. Thank you to all of you. End of message from Stefania. Okay, Joseph is saying, let's talk about Lutheranism a little bit. Lutheranism today became a traditional religion, just like the Catholics and the Orthodox, like the majority of the religions. Of course, there are churches which are on the ball in the spirit. God bless these churches. God bless these churches that are on the ball. But the churches which are just getting together Sunday morning, they are not doing very well with the Lord. There is an article from Il Giornale. And the title says, 5 centuries ago, Luther's reform, what to know about it in 5 points. Ilgiornale.it. So, for the brethren who don't know much about the Luther's reform, we want to share a little bit about it. There is many Catholics brethren who listen to us and they don't know much about this. They don't know much about it except that the popes throw him to hell and take him out of hell. That's about all they know. Thank God that churches don't have the power to send people to hell. Thank God for that. Thank God for Jesus. So, ilgiornale.it gives you a little idea about Luther's reform and what is it and what's the Protestantism about. The Protestantism started with Valdez movement. They were a very wonderful church in the beginning. Today they became also a traditional church. Not all of them, but most of them. But in the beginning, the Valdez were exceptional. In 1200, Valdo started. He is a French. They were persecuted, tortured, put in prison, and killed by the Catholics. The Catholics always ready to kill everybody. Yesterday was the Inquisition, today is the ISIS, more or less the same thing. After the Valdez, other people came, John Huss, which the Catholics killed and burned. And then Martin Luther arrived. Martin Luther is one of the heads of the Protestantism. Let's read the article for the brethren who don't know much about this brother. Martin Luther was a Catholic. He was an Augustinian monk. He was born in 1483. He was part of the Augustinian monastery, and he was teaching the Bible at the university in Wittenberg. In 1521, he was kicked out of the Catholic Church as an heretic. Martin Luther refused to give up all his teachings in front of the Diet of Worms, and then he was banished from the empire by Charles V. He was excommunicated by the Catholic Church, and Luther left the monastery, and he married an ex-sister, an ex-nun, Katharina von Bora. And together with her, they had 6 children. The beginning of the movement of Protestantism, it is 31st of October, 1517. This is the day that Luther published on the doors of the castle of Wittenberg what is known as the Movement Manifesto, 95 Theses Against the Indulgences. I also publish my thesis every weekend on the door of Radio Blast. In my little, I also put my thesis, my weekly thesis. Martin Luther, he was against the indulgences doctrine, and this doctrine supposedly, according to the indulgences doctrine, you are able to take away some of your sins through a temporarily punishment which you had to do, and then confession. Then another thing that he was protesting against is that people were not able to read the Bible. They were not able to read the Bible, and they didn't have the foundation of the Bible. In churches, they were preaching the gospel in Latin, and people were not understanding. So the vulgar translation was put in circulation. The vulgar translation of the Bible, it's called Traduzione Volgare, the Traduzione Volgare. They were in circulation, but the church never used them in their masses. And the Martin Luther criticized also the corruption of the clergy. So these are the three main things of the Martin Luther's Reformation and what he protested against: the doctrine of the indulgences, the fact that the Bible was not in the normal language so people can understand it, and all the corruption of the clergy. Nowadays, there are 700 million Protestants in the world, and inside them there are 33,000 denominations, Protestant denominations. Inside the Protestantism, there are 33,000 denominations, Baptist, Pentecostals, and so on. So many divisions. We don't care about denominations. We think all the denominations are wrong. All the denominations are wrong. Protestants, Baptists, Lutherans. It's not in the Bible. That's why it's wrong. Do you hear me, Mr. Pastor and bishops, mega bishops? Do you hear me? It's not biblical. All your denominations. Nothing in the Bible talks about your denomination. Pentecostalism and Baptists are not, Baptists are not in the Bible, and you know it. You know it is not in the Bible. You know it, and I ask you please to stop deceiving people with your religions and denominations. The only true church is the body of Christ. Christ, the Holy Spirit, the church of the Holy Spirit. All of you are part of it, dear brethren who are true believers. True believers, you're all part of the body of Christ. The most famous churches inside the Protestantism are the Lutherans, Calvinists, Anglicans, Baptists, Evangelical, Methodists, and so on. Imagine in this article, Joseph is saying that in this article they didn't quote the Pentecostals, just because they are very much against the Catholics. Article continues. In Italy, there are at least 750,000 Protestants. 80% of them are evangelical. I think there are more than this number of evangelicals in Italy, but it doesn't matter. Joseph continues. Look, Bergoglio is continuing his ecumenism politics. So he went to Sweden to do some political agreements with the Protestants, with the Lutheran Protestants in Sweden. Let's go to the next article. Messaggero writes, the Pope Francis in Sweden, and he's asking forgiveness for excommunicating Luther of the Catholic Church. Joseph is saying amazing. He goes there and does this. It is amazing. It's amazing. The Pope in Sweden said the following: we were wrong to excommunicate Luther. Luther put the word of God in the hands of the people. Luther put the word of God in the hands of the people. It's amazing what he did. Basically, he changed the doctrine, and the Pope changed the Catholic doctrine about Luther, and he legalized this doctrine, the Protestant doctrine. He basically legalized it with these statements that he did. With the statements that he did, that we were wrong to excommunicate Luther, and that Luther put the word of God in the hands of the people, these statements basically show that the Pope is changing the doctrine, and he's quotes, legalizing the doctrine concerning the Luther's reform. So Mr. Imam Pope Bergoglio goes to Sweden and he says, we were wrong. It's just like if you went to a bar and you spilled your coffee, and then you say, I'm sorry. It's amazing that you realize such a thing. You know, you made mistake, but your mistake was killing people in the Inquisition. But just please take your religion and throw it in the junkyard. Why do you call yourselves Catholics? Go to the sheep in the Sunday morning church and tell them we are a bunch of deceivers. With some exceptions, we are deceivers. Who are the exceptions? The exceptions are those who understood that the hierarchy is wrong. God bless the priests and the nuns and the monks who realize that the truth is only in the gospel and not in the hierarchy. So this Pope has the courage, has the mask, has the courage to go in Sweden and say, we were wrong. Here is my hand. Let's shake hands. The Lutherans, more dead than him, they get along very well. They're both dead. They say, oh, no problem. You're welcome. Let's go drink a drink together. Imagine. I want to say this. The sorry that the Pope says about this communication against Luther, it's another demonstration that the doctrine of the infallibility of the Pope is false. It's not scriptural and is invented. They are not infallible. This is another demonstration of this. An infallible Pope sent him to hell. Another infallible Pope took him out of hell. And then this Pope right now says we're sorry we've communicated him. He goes and declares the contrary of what the other infallible Pope said. Now, with your statements that Luther put the Bible in the hands of the people, you should have added one more thing, Mr. Bergoglio. You should have added one detail, that the Catholic doctrines are false. But you stopped. You didn't say this. Amazing. The Pope goes to make peace with the Lutheran churches. Let's look at the condition of the Lutheran church in Sweden. The Pope goes to make peace and hold hands and shake hands with the Lutheran church in Sweden. But look at their church in Sweden. Look at the church. I want to tell you, how is the Lutheran church in Sweden? So listen to the condition of the Lutheran churches in Sweden, where this imam, our so-called Pope Francisco, he went to make peace with them. Let's look at how the condition of the church is in Sweden. There is a newspaper, Panorama, newspaper, point it. There is an article about the Lutheran Church in Sweden, okay? This is a national newspaper, Italian. The newspaper says, Sweden, Eva Brun, the first lesbian bishop Lutheran. She was celebrated yesterday at Uppsala, and she had the ordination to be the bishop, the first lesbian bishop Lutheran in Sweden. In 2009, she was put a bishop. She lives in a registered union with Pastor Lutheran Gunilla Linden, another lady. So she's married legally with another lady, Lutheran, Pastor Lutheran, Gunilla Linden, and she is the bishop. In 2009, she was ordained a bishop. This is in Sweden. This is the church in Sweden. Eva Brun is the name of the bishop, who's a lesbian. Newspaper continues. 2009, July, She was elected Bishop of the Diocese of Stockholm, of the Swedish Church, Lutheran Swedish Church. After school, she went into the Protestant theology. 16 years she was a priest in Stockholm. And right now, from 2006, she's married legally with Lutheran pastor Gunilla Linden. And they have a son. They have a son. What is the father of this child? End of article. Joseph is saying, basically, this ecumenism, this Protestant evangelical Catholic ecumenism, will be a pawn in the hands of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will guide these religions to perditions. Revelation 3:1, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Jesus is speaking to the church. You think you're alive, but you're dead. Churches like this are everywhere these days. Nowadays, there are churches who in their heads they believe in Jesus, and then they think that they are alive, but they just believe in Jesus in their heads, but not in their spirit, in their lives. Revelation 3:5, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So Jesus is saying, I will not blot out the name out of the book of life. Jesus is speaking to a church here. Jesus is telling them, if you don't wake up, you're going to be blotted out. Yeah, but we are in the book of life. Yeah, but you're not in the book of life of the Lamb. That's why you can be blotted out and erased. If you don't overcome, overcome what? Overcome your lies, overcome the sodomy, overcome the devil that comes to you. Comes to you in the disguise of a dead church, sodomy and so on. You have to overcome this because that lie will stop your salvation. But I already repeated the poem, Jesus, I am saved, come in my heart. I am born again, blah, blah, blah. I repeated the poem. Yes, and you are in the book of life. But you are not in the book of life of the Lamb. There are two different books. Here says in verse 5, you can be erased from the book of life. Not Brother Joseph says it, Jesus says it. Brethren who are sitting there just warming up the bench, wake up. Yeah, but we are in the perfect church. Yes, you are in a perfect church. We, every Sunday, we sing and we praise and we warm up the bench. It's fine. You are in the book of life. But you will be erased if you're not careful. Amen. Amen. I would say I got upset enough. If you're not happy, I will get upset more, Angela. Is it fine like this? Angela says, yes, yes, it's enough. No problem. No problem. Enough. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this message. Thank you, Jesus, for this news, that we can see what is the truth behind this news. Amen.